Torah in this week's parasha concludes its discussion of Dinei Tzaraas by talking about the case of Nigei Batim, Tzaraas that's found on the walls of a house. The initial procedure for dealing with all types of Tzaraas is the same. If a Nega is found, whether on a person's body or a garment or a house, and it doesn't have any clear simani tuma, then the Kohen is masker that Nega Shivas Yamin. He quarantines the person with the garment, with the house for 7 days. And then at the end of 7 days, the Kohen checks the Nega once again to see if any Simani Tuma have developed. What's interesting is that even if in the middle of the week the Nega gets a little bit lighter in appearance, which is a Simen Tahara, the person still has to wait until the end of the week before he can show his Nega to the Kohen and be declared Tahar. Why is that necessary? If the Nega has become Tahar, why does the Metzora have to wait until the end of the week before he can be declared Tahar? Why does the owner of the garment or the bayis have to wait till the end of the week before he can show his Nega to the Kohen once again? The Sefer HaChinuch explains that the purpose of Hezker, of being quarantined for a week, is to bring a person to tshuva. Chazal say that Tzaraas is a punishment for chet. The Gemara in Erchin and Avtei Zayin identify 7 different averos which are associated with Tzaraas: Loshon Hara and Shfichas Damim, Gezel, and so on. The purpose of being Mazgir and Metzora for a week is to give him the opportunity to contemplate, patiently and slowly, to think about what he's done wrong, to be Mefashpesh B'masav, to analyze his actions carefully so that he can figure out what exactly needs to be corrected. That's why he has to wait for a full week. He can't become Tahar just because his Nega now looks Tahar. He has to wait until the end of the week so that he can undergo a complete process of tshuva. Hirhurei tshuva can't come just in a split second. A person has to work on himself. He has to put in time and effort to ponder, to think. A person has to prepare himself for tshuva. He has to prepare himself to make real change. Only then can his tshuva be lasting. There's a deep lesson in this halacha, and that is that if we want any experience in ruchnius to make a lasting impression, any experience like tshuva, we have to invest time and effort to prepare ourselves properly. Only then can we hope to be transformed by the experience. We're now just a week or so before the Yom Tov of Pesach. Of all the Yom Tovim of the year, Pesach seems to be the one that's most associated with the concept of hachana, of preparation. The halacha that Shloshim Yom Kodem Lachag Sholem V'Dorshim B'Hilchos Hachag, that 30 days before Yom Tov, we start to talk about the halachas of the Yom Tov in preparation of the Yom Tov, that halacha finds its source in Hilchos Pesach. One of the main activities that people are engaged in at this time is cleaning the home from chametz. That's, of course, the people who are staying home for Pesach. They're cleaning their homes to prepare for bedikas chametz, which in itself is a hachana for bir chametz. Many people spend time baking their own matzahs. And then there are all of the preparations for the Seder night. There's so much hachana that goes into the Yom Tov of Pesach. And the question is why? Why is hachana, why is the Yom Tov of Pesach associated so closely to the idea of hachana? The Ramban has a famous comment in Parshas Emor. He writes that Pesach and Shavuos aren't two different Yom Tovim, but rather Shavuos is the culmination of the Yom Tov of Pesach. That's why Shavuos is called Atzeres, which comes from a Loshon of Siyum, Ugmar, to conclude, to complete. So up the Ramban, the Yimei HaSvira between Pesach and Shavuos are Kecholo Shamoi Beintayim. They're intermediary days that are linking Pesach to Shavuos. What the Ramban is alluding to is that the Cheres of Yetzias Mitzrayim can't be complete without Kabbalas HaTorah. And therefore Pesach can't be viewed as an independent Yom Tov, but rather it must be just the beginning of a Yom Tov which culminates in the Kabbalas HaTorah of Shavuos. Maybe that's the reason that Hachana plays such a crucial role in the Yom Tov of Pesach. Because Kabbalas HaTorah clearly requires Hachana. the days of Sfiras HaOmer between Pesach and Shavuos are days of Hachana for Kabbalas HaTorah. Shloshes Yimei Hagbola is a period of time closer to Shavuos when a person should feel a heightened sense of preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah. For Pesach to be considered the beginning of Shavuos, the beginning of the process leading to Kabbalas HaTorah, it's only natural that it too should be associated with the idea of Hachana. Maybe that's why preparation plays such an important role in the Yom Tov of Pesach. This perhaps is the deeper message behind the Pasuk in Parashas Bo, HaChodesh HaZelochem Rosh Chodoshim, that Chodesh Nisan is the first of all the months of the year. At first glance, it seems puzzling. We paskin B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam, the world was created in the month of Tishrei. That's why we say in the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Haras Olam, Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecha. Rosh Hashanah is the day of creation. So Nisan doesn't seem to be the first month in relation to the Bria. And it's not the month of Kabbalah Satori either. That schus is reserved for Chodesh Sivan. So what's so special about Nisan? Why is Nisan considered the Rishon? What special chashivas does Chodesh Nisan have over the other months of the year? The answer, says Rav Moshe in his Sefer Darash Moshe, is that Nisan is the beginning of the process of hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. And without a hachana, there can be no Kabbalah Satorah. Since the kiyum of the world is dependent on Torah, b'shvil haTorah shenikreis reishis, the world was created for the sake of Torah, and Kabbalah HaTorah is dependent on a person preparing himself to receive the Torah, then the Rishon, the first, the most important month of the year has to be Chodesh Nisan. Because that's the month when we begin the process of Hachana for Kabbalah HaTorah, which is what the world was created for in the first place. Hachana is so critical for a person to have a meaningful tshuva and a proper Kabbalah HaTorah. But the truth is Hachana is really a prerequisite for any accomplishment in Ruchnius. When I was a Talmud here in the yeshiva, they used to have a sign in the front of every shir room with a statement from the Rav, that Ein Kedusha B'li Hachana. What a powerful statement that is. That to achieve in Ruchnius, you need Hachana. All too often, people feel that they're not affected by mitzvahs. They try so hard to observe mitzvahs properly, but they don't feel uplifted, they don't feel inspired and transformed by the mitzvahs that they do. People often complain, I went through a Rosh Hashanah, I went through Yom Kippur, and taka, I really felt it. I felt the pachad of the Yom Adin, I felt a real charota, I felt like I did an emes tshuva, but somehow it just wasn't lasting. Pretty soon after Yom Kippur, I felt like I was back where I started. What happened? Sometimes the answer is that even if a person takes the Yomim Noroim seriously, without a Chodesh Elul before the Yomim Noroim, without preparing properly for the Yom Adin, it just doesn't have a lasting effect. And the same is true about Shabbos. How many people observe all the mitzvahs of Shabbos properly? The mitzvah saseh, the mitzvah lo saseh, the medakdik in Ilcha Shabbos. And yet they don't feel transformed by Shabbos, and they're troubled. Why doesn't Shabbos affect me? Why doesn't Shabbos affect the rest of my week like Chazal say it should? The Pasuk says in Parashas Kisisra, V'shamu b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, lasos es ha-Shabbos. We know what Shmir Shabbos means, but what does lasos es ha-Shabbos mean? The Rabbeinu Bechaya there explains that lasos es ha-Shabbos means l'sakein tzorchei Shabbos, to prepare for Shabbos. Just as we find that when Avram Avinu invited the three Malachim for a meal, the Pasuk says, Avram gave the Ben HaBokar to Yishmael Vayimaher Lasos, also that Yishmael hurried to prepare it, Asiya Miloshon Hachana. So too, Lasos as HaShabbos means Lahochin Tzorchei Shabbos, to prepare for Shabbos. What the Pasuk is saying is that to have a full Shemira Shabbos, a person has to prepare properly for Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed, that part of the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos is to prepare properly for Shabbos, to shower, to dress nicely. And says the Rambam, V'yoshev b'kovid rosh, mitzapel l'kabolas p'nei ha-Shabbos, k'mo sh'yotzi likras ha-melech. A person should await the Shabbos just like he'd anxiously await the arrival of a king. So Sometimes the reason why people are not as affected by Shabbos as they'd like to be is because they're Shomrei Shabbos, but they're not Osei Shabbos. They don't prepare properly. If a person doesn't prepare appropriately for Shabbos in a timely fashion, if we just race into Shabbos the last minute, then Shabbos doesn't give back to us as fully as it could. And the same is true with tefillah. How many times do we feel that we can't have proper kavanah during davening? We say the words, but we don't even hear what we're saying. It's so frustrating. We know what tefillah is supposed to be. How choshev tefillah is. Medaber b'fnei hamelech. What an incredible schus. But yet we normally, most of the time, we just can't do it properly. We don't daven in the way that we'd like to. What's the problem here? The Mishnah says at the beginning of the fifth parak of Brochas, Chasidim harishonim ha'yoshom sha'achas mispalim k'tei shi'chadnu libam la'avim shevashamayim. Chasidim rishonim would prepare for an hour before davening so that they'd have proper kavanah. If we don't do a proper hachana before davening, how can we expect to feel transformed by our tefillahs? I'm not saying we should prepare for an hour, but 5 minutes? 2 minutes? Imagine for a moment that you had a meeting with the dean to discuss some outside coursework that you had done. And your ability to graduate at the end of the year was dependent on the outcome of that meeting. Do you think you'd come late to that meeting? I doubt it. I don't think you'd even come on time. You'd probably come a little bit early. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu deserve any less from us? If we really believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of our lives and tefillah makes a difference, then we should be coming early to davening. Tefillah can be a magical experience, but only if we invest in it. We have to try to come early to davening, even if it's just a few minutes early, to allow our minds to disconnect from everything else that's going on in our busy lives. Then hopefully we'll be able to stay focused on our tefillah, and maybe we'll actually be a little bit uplifted by the experience. Why is Hachana L'Mitzvah so important? I think for two reasons. First of all, when a person prepares for a mitzvah, when he invests in the mitzvah, his neshama connects to that mitzvah. And when we bond with the mitzvah, it becomes more meaningful to us. Perhaps the most famous statement of the Sefer HaChinuch is, "Achar ha-pa'ulos nimshachim ha-levavos," that a person's heart is drawn to his actions. Ha'odam nifal kefi pa'ulos, a person is affected by his actions. We tend to feel that actions are external to a person. But it's not true. The actions we do, the efforts that we invest in a mitzvah, connect us to that mitzvah. They do affect us, and that can change everything. This is one reason why it's so important to prepare properly for a mitzvah. But there's a second reason as well. And that is, when we prepare for a mitzvah properly, that gives us a special siyata d'shmaya. And that siyata d'shmaya can give a mitzvah extra power, which enables it to raise a person to a higher level, to transform the individual, and to inspire him tremendously. We've all heard of Reb Shimshon Pinkus Zatzal. In the Hakdama to the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Teferes Shimshon, they tell a story that Reb Pinkus told about himself. Reb Pinkus, in his early 20s, learned in the Brisky Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. Like all the other American Bachrim, he rented an apartment with some other boys. And it happened to be one year, the night of Bedikas Chametz, Reb Pinkus found himself alone in his apartment because all the other boys had gone home for Yom Tov. At the appointed time, he performed the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. He didn't just get it over with quickly, but he did it properly. It took some time to check all the rooms in the apartment, to look in the Chorem Mustakim, in the nooks and the crevices, to make sure there wasn't any Chametz there. It took some time until Reb Pinkus felt that he had done the mitzvah properly, Kedasu Kedin. He said the Kol Chamira and he sat down to rest. Suddenly he started trembling. The attic. No one had checked the attic. And the Shulchan Aruch says that an attic is chayv in Bedikas Chametz. He didn't know what to do. He was so exhausted. So he started rationalizing. Look, the chayv is not really my chayv alone. It's really the chayv on all the renters. But the other renters were not there. He was the only one there. But how can I do it? I don't have any kochas. In the end, he got hold of himself and he said, I'm going to do the mitzvah as best as I can, no matter what it takes. He climbed the stairs to the attic, he opened the creaky door, turned on the light, and he nearly passed out from the sight that he saw. The attic was dusty and dirty. It looked like it hadn't been cleaned in years. There was no way that he'd be able to do a proper bedikas chametz without first cleaning up. And that would take hours. But he couldn't get out of doing the bedikah because an attic is a mokom shemachnis bo chametz, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's chayav in bedikah. Rav Pinkus stood there in the doorway and exhaustion gripped every bone of his body. He didn't know how he would do it, but he decided there and then that he was going to do this mitzvah of bedikas chametz until he had no strength left. He filled a bucket with water and started cleaning. Every so often he asked himself, am I really doing a mitzvah here? Is this really necessary? And each time he concluded, yes, this is a mitzvah. So he pushed himself until he finished cleaning the attic just a little bit before Alos. With trembling fingers, he turned off the light. He lit a candle and he did his bedikas chametz just before dawn. The next morning, Rav Pinkus felt completely exhausted, but there was no time to rest. There was so much to do. Biur chametz, preparing for the Yom Tov, preparing for the Seder. There was so much to do. Many times during the course of that day, Rav Pinkus thought to himself, what's my Seder going to look like? What kind of Seder am I going to have when my exhaustion completely takes over? But when the time came for the Seder, the exact opposite happened. A certain sweetness took hold of him. He felt a warmth that he had never felt before. Everything was so different that night. The Haggadah, the Matzah. He felt so inspired, so uplifted, such a kirvas Elokim, like he had never felt before. I felt like a different person, he said, like a beria chadosh. After the Seder, I just couldn't go to sleep. I was on such a high. I had such a feeling of Kedusha. I didn't want to give it up. So I stayed up and I learned the whole night. I thought maybe I had this feeling only because of the Seder, but the whole Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, I felt this tremendous sense of Kedusha, such a tainug ruchni. When Yom Tov was finally over, I cried, he said, because I didn't want to give up this wonderful feeling. That year, the day after Pesach, was Shabbos. I said to myself, Shabbos is more Kadosh than Yom Tov. If I could feel this way on Yom Tov, then certainly on Shabbos. That Shabbos, said Rav Pinkus, was the first time I really tasted Shabbos Kodesh. That's when I started to understand what Shabbos is really all about. If I've amounted to anything in life, said Rav Pinkus, it's because of that one mitzvah d'rabbanan that I did, b'shlei Musa, that one mitzvah b'dikas chametz that I did with Mesiras Nefesh, with all my might, with my heart and soul. Perhaps we can add, it wasn't just the mitzvah of bedikas chametz, it was the hachana l'mitzvah that gave Rav Pinkus the special siyata d'shmaya to be able to become the incredible tzaddik that he was. Haboli tayar mesayin osa. If we have the rotzon, if we have the sincere desire to grow, and we do our best, we have a haftocha that will get the siyata d'shmaya we need to make it happen. Our job is just to try. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the insight to appreciate the value of a proper hachana. If we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we want to grow, how much we want to come close to Him, then hopefully He'll respond by drawing closer to us and giving us all of the kochos that we desire, all the kochos we need to achieve the heights that we want to achieve. He'll bring us the ultimate geula with the binyan by Shlishi b'mheira v'yameinu amen. Thank you.